here. Bird Show.
Michael Clark Duncan, he's been in The Green Mile. He was in Apocalypse Now. He was in that movie with Bruce Willis and Chandler from Friends that I can't remember the name of. And he was also in Planet of the Apes. And he joined us on The Bird Show.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Yes.
Hey, how are you, man? How are you?
I am all right, man. It's a little bit early for me, but I am fine.
It is. You know what we were just talking about is, are you a single guy or are you married?
I'm single.
You're a single guy. Yes. All right. When you go out on a first date,
yes,
isn't it automatically assumed that you're going to pay?
Always.
Always.
And you know what? I always do anyway.
Yeah, it just seems that's not even a first date, like the first five.
But, Michael, do you appreciate it when a woman at least offers?
Even if a woman just offers, that lets me know that she is not selfish.
Right. Yeah, okay. That makes
and
sense.
Even if she offers, I'm still not going to let her pay, but it's just a thought that she's thinking about this.
Michael Clark Duncan is talking to us. He was in Armageddon. He was the star of The Green Mile along with Tom Hanks.
Yes.
And, of course, is in Planet of the Apes. And you know how big this guy is. He's 6'5".
Yeah. What part of L.A. are you living in? Are you right in Beverly Hills, Bel Air, with all the stars?
Around that way.
Are you? He's not that down to earth.
But you know where I'd like to live at? You know, what's that area there in Atlanta?
Buckhead.
Yes, I was there for the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, and they had a party up there in Buckhead, and the houses there are simply beautiful.
They're amazing, yeah, aren't
they? They are really gorgeous up there in that Buckhead area.
Well, we don't get invited to the parties at those houses.
Right.
You guys probably live up there, so...
No, we valet at those parties.
when you say Buckhead to us, we're thinking of like the deck of the $3 cafe by yeah. $4 pitcher of beers during 2-for-1 happy hour.
And then splitting the bill.
Yeah. You're talking about the other side of Buckhead, and where if we wander over there, there's like some sort of sensor that goes off and they immediately sweep us out.
Well, if they mess with you guys, give me a call.
Hey, Michael, it wasn't that long ago that you were a bodyguard for a lot of big stars in Hollywood, huh?
Yes. I was a bodyguard for Martin Lawrence, Will Smith, LL Cool J, Jamie Foxx. I think I did a little bit of everything here in Hollywood before I got my...
You must have some great stories.
Oh, I bet you have great stories of protecting those guys.
Oh, yeah. They're some of my best friends now because they were really nice back then to me, and I always treated them. I treated them professionally.
Plus, I'm sure
problems out of them, but you can get into some little conflict, not with them, but the people that want to, you know, get over jealous with them, like or try to touch them or something.
Sure.
Plus, I'm sure they're all very close friends of yours because you probably have some good blackmail memories that you're holding on to. Yeah.
Well, that keeps the money coming in too.
Now, who could be the bodyguard for a guy your size?
I know.
You know what? That's a good point because I don't have one yet.
I wouldn't think. I mean, who's going to take that job?
You know what? It's because I know what entails to be a bodyguard, and I wouldn't want to put anybody through that.
But
I wouldn't want to put anybody constantly following me around and doing this and doing that.
Holding an umbrella for you like Puff Daddy?
Yeah.
Especially if you never go out of your house because that would get kind of boring for the guy.
Yeah, well, you know, he'd be making some easy money off me.
He'll wake up in the morning. Hey, Michael, you want to go somewhere today? Come on!
That's all right. I'm all right.
You talked...
Sit downstairs in the limo. I'll call you.
You talked to, what's his name, Texas Ranger? What's that?
Chuck Norris?
Yeah, Chuck Norris. You talk to people like that who are just, you know, someone who's been in the martial arts for years. And
right.
People are constantly trying to mess with him because, they, you know, they want to see if they can kick his ass, you know, because he's like this.
And you know what? That is the stupidest thing because then they wind up really hurt.
Sure they do.
Do people do that to you?
Because you don't, oh, yeah, all the time. But you know what you do? Yeah, I laugh.
Yeah.
I laugh and I let it go because in the long run, that's what they want you to do. And in the long run, that's what a lawyer or something, their lawyer or something, will want you to get into some type of confrontation, and you're going to wind up paying. So most of the time, I just walk away.
Michael just says, quiet little man.
Yeah, I am sometimes. I get riled up, but most of the time, I'm quiet.
When's the last time you got into a fist fight?
Oh, man. Sixth grade.
Is that right?
Sixth grade.
Is that right?
I've worked at several clubs, but... Every time a guy wanted a confrontation, I would talk him down.
Yeah, I bet.
Because it wasn't that serious for us to go there. Even if a guy took a swing at me, I'd just grab him and say, come on, man, you don't want to do this.
I'm envisioning the way that you talk to the average man would be similar to you talking to the mouse in Green Mile. You pick him up in the palm of your hand.
Very soft.
Yeah, you pat him a little.
And that way you keep their energy down. If you go over there and you're getting aggressive, then you're going to make them more aggressive.
Sure you are.
I'm just like I am in Planet of the Apes. I'm kind of, you know, the even keel. Now, did you guys see it?
I haven't seen it yet. A couple of people in here have, but it's getting mixed reviews, I'd say.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't think there's a perfect movie out there yet.
Nah.
But as long as you guys are entertained by it, that's all I can ask.
Well, the reviews are not about the primates. I mean, all the reviews for the apes are great. So,
what are the reviews about?
Probably the storyline, the alternative ending. Right.
Well, you can't help but compare it to the original,
right?
And there are going to be some people that say you can never remake a classic like that, and there are others that are going to be saying, you know what, it's something new, it's a better version, or it's not a better version. Right. At least they're open-minded to it.
Michael, how long did it take for you to get that makeup on? Because the makeup is outstanding, and it really, I mean, the primates in the film are really great. They really truly.
Anywhere from 3.5 to 3 hours a day.
Are you kidding?
No, it was something that you knew was part of the movie.
Right.
So they told you, hey, this is, you're going to play an ape, so you're going to go through this process. And actually, we had a test run to see how long, and the test run took like 4.5 hours.
Jeez.
And they said, well, on the day when we start filming, it'll get, you know, shorter and shorter. And the first day, it was pretty good. It was like 3 hours and 45 minutes. Then we got it down to 3:30. Then finally, we got it down to 3 hours.
Wow.
First of all, I want you to introduce you to our favorite listener. This is Miss Peach.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good morning.
Bart, turn him up. I can't hold a hearing.
You're just taking it easy like me.
I can't turn him up any more than that.
Okay.
Okay.
I just wanted to tell you, Michael, that a couple years ago when you were up for the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor...
Yes.
That I think you really got cheated because I saw both the movies, The Green Mile and The Cedar House Rules, and I think you outdid Michael Caine like 1,000 times.
Oh, man, you know what that
is. And I just love you. I have got the biggest crush on you.
I just love you. That does a lot for me because Michael Caine is, as you guys know, is a very talented actor, but to hear somebody say that. That really just makes me feel good.
Oh, come on. Michael Caine's been in every movie ever made in Hollywood. He's in my wedding video, for crying out loud.
I made him out. I mean, he just got cheated, sugar.
Oh, thank you, Miss Peach. I appreciate that.
And I tell you what, anytime you want to come to Georgia, you are more than welcome.
Thank you very much.
I am an old Georgia girl from way back.
Yeah, Miss Peach.
Thanks, Miss Peach.
Bye, y'all.
See ya.
Love you.
I know you got to go, so we'll just say, hey, continued success with Planet of the Apes, man.
Thank you guys so much, and I love Atlanta.
And we love you.
Tell everybody go see Planet of the Apes, because it's a really good movie.
We love you.
Love you too, guys.
Only if you promise to come hang out with us when you come to Atlanta.
I promise. I got your address and everything right here.
All right.
All right. See you now. Here, Bird Show.